The second story is well known. We know Samson. Samson, this is the man who has no self-control. He obeys his eyes. One time he found a Palestinian and said, I like her. By my eyes, I like her. I see her good and I want her. He couldn't resist, so that he went into some troubles at that time. But you know, because he has no self-control, his emotion is not controllable. Everything in his life is without limit. One day he want to get married, this Palestinian girl, but the other day he want not to marry, but just to see some bad one, which is Delilah, if you remember the story. He has no control, self-control. So he told her the biggest secret in his life. She came to him one day while they are together, they are alone together, and asked him, what should I do to humble you? He had to understand what she is going to do. But he has no control in himself, no limits. He put no limits for his feelings, his emotions. He told her a lie first time, he told her a lie the second time, but because she is insisting to know his secret, at last he told her his secret. If you take off my hair, I'll be like one of the people. And we know the rest of the story. Samson became very weak, instead of he was very, very, very strong, and then they took him and put him in the prison, and he was doing some things like oxes. The third one I'm not going to speak about. David has so wonderful stories in his life, but the most shameful one in his life happened when he see himself, one of the neighborhood. She was taking a bath. Somehow his roof, I don't think, has a parapet, has the little wall. Okay? We can think that because he saw this from the roof. If you read the story, we will speak about it in more details tomorrow. So I'm not going to speak that much about it today because it is very important to let us know from where the fall came, from where the fall start. Okay? But what happened that he did whatever he wants to. He has some actions without limits. So we can see in the first one, we said the jar, the vessel, the open vessel, which without any sealing, the problem was it will be polluted. Okay? And in the same manner, if we left our thoughts without limits, if we let anybody put in our head any idea without asking ourselves, is it right or not? Is it logical or not? In the morning, we prove that following Christ is logical. If someone today come to you and tell you, man, following Christ is not logical, would you put some limit to this thought or not? We should do it, right? Some other thought may come to us from our colleagues, from the media, from anything that told us that we can do, we are free to do whatever we want to. Or our freedom is to do so and so and so. If we didn't put limits to our thoughts, if we don't put limits to our thought, if we do not seal our vessel, our precious vessel, which is our minds, of course, these wrong thoughts will pollute our thoughts, pollute our mind, so that we will find ourselves going to think about very bad things, and final result will be a disaster. First of all, we have to put limits to our thoughts. I appreciate that your generation, most of you are thinkers, and this is very wonderful. But we have to put limit to the thoughts come to us, to ask ourselves, can we accept this thought or not? Because, you know, everything is in the world this time. People said, the sun is coming from the east, others may say that it comes from the west. And everyone has his proof. Somehow he prove it. Okay? Should I accept both of them? Should I consider both of them right? I don't think. There's something I have to understand it and to put some limits to the thoughts that put in my head. Okay? In my mind. So, the first thing we have to consider, and we learn it from Rehoboam. Rehoboam lost a big loss. I didn't tell you, and I have to do it now, that there's some wise people told him the opposite counsel. They said to him, humble yourself, accept what the people said, so that they will love you and serve you all your life. He has two opinions. Be the great one and humble yourself. He followed the second one, but if he followed the first one, I think he will gain so much at that time. Because this was the only question, the only request from the people, just reduce our taxes. He didn't compare it right. He didn't put the right limits for his thoughts. He think that he can be and he is and didn't calculate it right in his head, okay? So this is why what happened with him. So the first thing, the first lesson we have to understand, we have not to leave our thoughts go wherever it wants to. Take any thought, any piece of thought come to you and ask yourself, should I accept this or not? Is it logical or not? And let me add something very important. Is it biblical or not? In the morning we said that the New Testament is credible. We proved it by proofs that it is credible. And the New Testament at the same time assigned to the Old Testament that it is credible as well. So we can say that all the whole Bible is credible. We can depend on, we can accept as the truth. So think about any idea when it comes to your mind. Is it right or wrong? Is it logical or not? Is it biblical or not? These limits, put the right limits to our thoughts so that we didn't take some wrong decision, we didn't go astray from here to there. In the second verse, we see some city without wall. And the problem, it is subjected to the attacks of the enemy. It's easy to be attacked. It is easy to overcome some city like this, especially in the old times. Because, you know, they don't have the technology we have now. They don't have the defense mechanism that countries have at that time. There is no borders at that time. The border was at that time the wall. The wall around the city. And the wall around the city was the first defense. The first defense of this city. A city with a wall is protected. Especially that this wall has some towers, and people can see from far that the enemy is coming, so they will be prepared and they can overcome this. The Bible said that who is like this? This, the one who has no self-control, who has no, he's no rule over his own spirit. Both the two expressions are wonderful. Rule over his spirit. I feel like points. I feel like want to do that. I feel like he has to rule over this. You have to have, in another translation, self-control. Because, you know, sometimes you find yourself want to do something without asking yourself what is the consequences, what it will result, what I will gain or lose from it. You have to ask yourself these things.